The rise of the gig economy represents one of the most significant transformations in how we work since the Industrial Revolution. Thomas Appong's Working in the Gig Economy arrives at a pivotal moment when over 60 million people globally are projected to participate in talent platforms by 2025. The book has gained attention from entrepreneurs and career coaches alike, with best-selling author Daniel Burris calling it an essential guide for thriving in the new economy. What makes this work particularly relevant is how it addresses both the opportunities and challenges of independent work at a time when traditional employment security continues to erode. Appong, founder of all top startups and a contributor to publications like Inc. Magazine and Business Insider, doesn't just theorize about the gig economy, he lives it. His practical approach stems from navigating these waters himself, making this book not just a manual, but a companion for anyone considering the leap into self-employment or seeking to optimize their existing freelance career. In a world where 85% of global workers admit to hating their jobs, Appong presents a compelling alternative path that promises greater autonomy, flexibility, and potentially unlimited earning potential. The gig economy isn't actually new. It's a return to pre-industrial work patterns. Before the 19th century, most people pieced together multiple jobs to earn a living. What's different today is how technology has supercharged this model, creating a global marketplace for talent that transcends geographic boundaries. At its core, the gig economy refers to a system where independent contractors, freelancers, and self-employed professionals complete short-term work for multiple clients. These workers enjoy high autonomy, task-based payment structures, and short-term client relationships. Unlike traditional employment, gig work involves completing specific assignments within defined timeframes, with payment based on deliverables rather than hours worked. What's driving this shift? Several factors converge. Economic uncertainty following the 2009 financial crisis, technological platforms that connect workers with opportunities, and changing attitudes toward work-life balance. In the UK alone, 5 million people, 15.6% of the workforce, participate in the gig economy, while 60% of people globally believe stable, long-term employment will become increasingly rare. The appeal is clear. Flexibility forms the cornerstone of the gig economy's attraction. Workers can choose when and often where they work, without compromising family priorities or personal interests. This freedom has driven the global shift towards self-employment, with nearly 30% of the worldwide workforce reporting being self-employed in 2013, according to Gallup. The desire for work flexibility is overwhelming. A FlexJobs survey found 62% of respondents had left or considered leaving jobs that lacked flexible options. Independent workers typically enjoy higher job satisfaction through greater autonomy, and employers are losing the control they once wielded over labor markets. But not all gig workers are created equal. McKinsey Global Institute identifies four distinct categories. Free agents, who actively choose freelancing over available traditional employment, casual earners, who supplement full-time jobs with gig work, reluctant gig workers, who can't find traditional jobs but would prefer them, and financially strapped contract workers, who work gigs out of necessity. Free agents and casual earners typically report higher satisfaction levels than those working gigs out of necessity. What about the terminology? The self-employment landscape uses various terms that are often confusingly interchanged. Gig workers focus on short-term tasks across industries. Consultants provide professional advice for fees based on time spent. Independent contractors are highly skilled self-employed workers who provide temporary work on project-based contracts. Freelancers are flexible self-employed workers who simultaneously provide services to multiple clients at fixed rates. Technology isn't just changing how we work, it's fundamentally redefining work dynamics. Digital platforms strategically match short-term workers with clients seeking temporary services, attracting significant venture capital in the process. In China alone, Didi Chuxing has registered over 15 million drivers, exemplifying how digital payment tools enable people to monetize their skills anywhere, anytime. Online work marketplaces have revolutionized how freelancers and clients connect. Platforms like People Per Hour, Upwork, and Freelancer serve both general tasks and niche industries, offering employers on-demand talent pools while providing freelancers with necessary exposure. The typical process involves clients posting detailed project descriptions with budgets, freelancers bidding for work, and selection based on proposals, portfolios, ratings, and testimonials. These platforms democratize opportunities, allowing qualified workers in any location to access the gig economy. This technological disruption responds to evolving consumer expectations for rapid service delivery, forcing businesses to innovate on demand to remain competitive. For newcomers to independent work, these platforms offer a unique advantage: the freedom to explore different fields without long-term commitment. This flexibility allows you to try various industries, discover meaningful work that leverages your strengths, and ultimately find a career path you'll love. While many independent workers value the flexibility and supplemental income, others prize the diverse experience gained through project-based work. As companies increasingly embrace on-demand talent, opportunities abound even for part-timers seeking to augment existing income. The impact extends to business models as well. A blended workforce combining full-time, part-time, contractor, and on-demand talent is becoming standard. While employers benefit from this independent workforce, challenges around loyalty, confidentiality, competition, and corporate culture require ongoing attention. Forward-thinking companies recognize that talent management is urgent, making adaptability a priority by embracing remote, flexible, on-demand workers. The modern work environment is becoming less predictable, with fluid career paths and greater emphasis on flexibility. We're witnessing a massive transformation in how the economy functions and how society organizes work. To remain relevant in this changing landscape, workers must acquire both hard skills, job-specific expertise, and soft skills, personal attributes, and communication abilities. Certain skills and behaviors will keep you consistently in demand as an independent worker. First, adopt an entrepreneurial approach to work. Like entrepreneurs, successful freelancers see opportunities, apply unconventional approaches to challenges, and adapt to changing business environments. As a freelancer, you're fundamentally an entrepreneur, building a client list, expanding your network, and assembling your own track record of achievements. Emotional intelligence becomes increasingly valuable. Your ability to monitor emotions, both yours and others, and use emotional information to guide thinking and behavior directly impacts how you build business relationships. As technology takes over business processes, emotional intelligence becomes even more crucial. While machines excel at computation, data analysis, and logic, humans maintain advantage in emotional intelligence, compassion, empathy, and creative judgment. Critical thinking and problem solving are highly valued skills for all workers. Thinking differently helps solve problems in unexpected ways, making business processes more efficient and offering new perspectives. Creative thinking generates ideas and processes. Critical thinking evaluates those thoughts for rational decisions. Negotiation is a priceless skill that directly impacts income. When negotiating rates and client relationships, start with a clear goal, know your worth, research the client, and consider more than just money: scope, deadlines, updates. Be flexible about alternative arrangements that could benefit you long-term: equity, referrals, future business, attribution. Networking builds relationships that create connections and generate sales. Attending relevant conferences, industry events, and meetups increases job offers and strengthens relationships for future work. Meeting other freelancers at co-working spaces opens new opportunities, with business referrals more likely to come from your network than cold contacts. Finally, adaptability helps you leverage new circumstances and navigate current situations. Clients expect on-demand talent to meet varying demands, collaborate effectively, communicate well using appropriate tools, and adjust to changing requirements within project scope. Your success depends on embracing change, regardless of industry. In today's competitive economy, simply doing your job well isn't enough. Developing a personal brand as an expert attracts people who want to hire you, do business with you, and spread your ideas. It's the ultimate form of career insurance, as Dori Clark explains in her book, Stand Out. Your brand must be managed consistently online, offline, and across social media. Standing out requires offering something different, unique, and authentic. The gig economy offers limitless opportunities for committed experts who can position themselves as more than just another worker. Regardless of profession, you are a business of one whose success depends on making your unique value memorable. Building a memorable personal brand starts with fundamental questions. Who are you? What do you want to achieve, and why? Understanding both short-term and long-term goals is crucial for brand alignment. Consider what you excel at, what excites you about your career trajectory, and what impression you want to leave with your audience. Career-conscious professionals increasingly seek location-independent work lifestyles. To thrive in the new world of work, you must take responsibility for your career as a business of one capable of serving multiple clients. Your skills and experience remain yours regardless of employment status. They can't be taken away if you lose a job. Think of your career as a portfolio of experiences that grows stronger over time. Your online presence is the 21st century equivalent of a first client meeting. Online platforms offer maximum exposure with minimal investment. Writing one relevant blog post could reach thousands compared to impressing just one person during a lunch meeting. Everything you share online forms your brand, so audit yourself regularly on Google and manage your digital footprint carefully. Blogging provides a competitive edge to connect with industry peers. It creates a hub for your advice and opinions on niche topics. Beyond blogging, create engagement through speaking events, podcasts, and web conferences. Focus content on your specialized competencies and the problems your audience faces. Strong brands take time to build. Maintain momentum through consistent delivery of educational content. While your brand is how you present yourself, your reputation is what others say about you when you're not in the room. Everyone prefers working with trusted professionals who have solid reputations. Though building a great reputation takes time, you can establish credibility after working with just a few clients. Take client relationships seriously. If clients don't feel comfortable referring you, something's wrong. Your reputation stems from your portfolio, work habits, testimonials, and industry authority, all factors that ultimately attract clients. Differentiation is crucial for freelancers seeking new challenges and clients. Thriving as an independent worker hinges on positioning, communicating the right message to potential clients. A portfolio should not merely display your work, but answer questions clients have, showcase problems you've solved, and include testimonials. When you position yourself effectively, your unique value becomes obvious, helping you stand out from competitors. The most successful freelancers find the sweet spot, combining fulfillment, money, and flow, that mental state where your best work emerges effortlessly. Working on projects that fulfill a higher purpose gives you resilience through the ups and downs of self-employment. It also provides confidence to decline projects that may cause stress or conflict with your values. While free work has a questionable reputation, it can be valuable for newcomers seeking exposure, portfolio pieces, connections, and testimonials. Offering limited free advice or solving minor problems can open doors to paid opportunities. Consider providing value through free trials, downloads, or services to charities. Even starting a blog with educational content can attract targeted clients. When someone gets to know and trust you through your free offerings, they're more likely to hire you later. Focus on winning just one client rather than dozens. Develop proposals that clearly identify the client's problem, recommend your solution, and outline fees and schedules. be patient. It might take many proposals before landing your first gig, but your strategy will improve with experience. Share your work across platforms like LinkedIn and Medium to make it easy for potential clients to discover you. Create content worth republishing by industry leaders. Successful freelancers like Michelle Schroeder and Brandon Seymour have leveraged content marketing to attract clients. One of Seymour's articles alone generated $40,000 in revenue over a year. Attend niche conferences, events, meetups, and networking opportunities to find quality clients. The success rate of in-person contact far exceeds waiting to be discovered online. Even if you don't immediately win clients at these events, the connections you make can lead to referrals if you nurture those relationships afterward. Building relationships with independent workers in related fields is one of the best ways to get client referrals. Other freelancers aren't your competition. Working alongside them benefits everyone. Find meetup groups, online communities, and shared office spaces to make meaningful connections. Consider partnering with established freelancers or agencies as a subcontractor, especially when finding clients is challenging. You can also team up with consultants offering complementary services to create unique packages for clients. These partnerships allow you to tackle larger projects, deliver stronger guarantees, and utilize multiple networks. A huge part of doing business as a gig worker is finding paying clients. However, declining work may sometimes be necessary. Working on the wrong project or accepting work that won't advance your career can do more harm than good. As a freelancer managing your own time, it pays to get used to saying no. Overcommitting disrupts your ability to focus and deliver results. Many freelancers accept almost every gig out of fear their luck will run out, especially those just starting their careers. However, saying no is necessary to build a profitable freelance career that you actually enjoy. People turn down gigs for many reasons: low compensation, short time frames, ethically questionable requests, being already busy, difficult clients, or work that doesn't advance their career. Learning to say no is liberating and helps you focus. Saying no allows you to work on projects that bring out your best and helps clients find someone who will give their project the attention it deserves. Independent work can consume much of your time, and juggling multiple deadlines can be overwhelming. Say no to projects that will likely waste your time. As someone who works for yourself, you're responsible for your total well-being and must put your own needs first. To make your freelance career sustainable, learn to set boundaries. Having a strict policy on projects means you can be more open to better opportunities and earn more. For good clients, try not to turn down work when you're busy. Instead, find alternative workers for them or negotiate timelines. Every freelancer needs a work structure or framework to choose projects without wasting time. A priority filter helps decide whether to accept work based on questions like, do you have time? Is the pay worth it? Could it become recurring business? Will it advance your career? Will the client look impressive in your portfolio? Does the work excite you? Knowing how to tell a potential client no is as important as knowing why. Save time by writing email scripts you can personalize. If a project isn't right for you, turn down the client immediately without delay. Be straightforward about why you can't work on their project. Make clients feel you still value the relationship even when declining work. Reassure them of your interest in future collaboration, offer alternative dates when you'll be available, or recommend other competent workers. Working for yourself means juggling multiple jobs with several clients requiring deliverables at different times. This requires priorities, work ethics, and procedures, making time management tricky since every day might differ from the last. Finding focus is the biggest challenge for independent workers when no one is checking your progress. Without the structure of an office setting, you can easily lose concentration due to flexible hours and seemingly endless free time. Managing yourself requires work ethic to carve out productive time despite distractions. Your career depends on your ability to single task, meet deadlines, and deliver on promises. The more productive you are, the more work you can do and ultimately earn. Time is your most valuable resource when self-employed. Strict control over time management is critical to prevent important things being neglected in favor of urgent matters. For those juggling multiple projects, prioritization is essential, as time can work for or against you. Effective people have systems, routines, and schedules guiding their actions. Working according to a timetable can make all the difference for success. Freelancers thrive on routines to avoid burnout and missed deadlines. Jessica Greenwalt, a top freelance designer, uses Google Calendar as a daily checklist, blocking off minimum 30-minute periods for tasks. Effort alone can't maintain productivity. Managing both time and effort allows you to work smarter and faster while building focus and concentration. Your approach to work determines your productivity level. Optimizing working practices, strategizing routines, and planning future work helps achieve both short and long-term goals. Starting each day with an action plan prevents reactive work, where others' demands dictate your schedule. Setting specific times to begin and end work prevents burnout. Working when you feel like it and stopping at odd hours isn't sustainable. Plan work hours around your day and maintain discipline. Keep Parkinson's Law in mind. Work expands to fill time available by setting personal deadlines ahead of client deadlines, giving you time for revisions or additional income-generating work. The Pomodoro technique is an effective way to work in sprints, avoid distraction, and focus on one task at a time. Developed by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s, it uses a timer to break tasks into 30-minute sprints with 5-minute breaks between each. After 4 sessions, take longer breaks. Breaking down projects into tasks that correspond to client deliverables allows you to close out tasks as deliverables are completed. For daunting projects, separate milestones into simple, doable tasks. Take time to estimate completion time and identify actionable steps, which helps you start quicker and finish as planned. You're most active and productive in the first 2 to 3 hours after waking. Body temperature rises before waking and increases through midday, improving working memory, alertness, and concentration, which peak mid-morning. The end of the day is the worst time for important creative tasks, as energy, willpower, and focus deplete throughout the day. Distractions are the freelancer's greatest productivity enemy. Email notifications and interruptions steal precious time that could advance your goals. When you work independently, people often assume you're always accessible. Set clear priorities with loved ones, friends, and clients. According to McKinsey, people spend 28% of their work week on emails alone. Instead of reacting to every notification, batch process non-work items by checking emails at specific times. The freelance economy is rapidly becoming the dominant economic model, with work processes dramatically different from 20 years ago. The Intuit 2020 report predicts that by 2020, 40% of American workers, 60 million people, will be self-employed, with 80% of large corporations substantially increasing their flexible workforce. Major companies like Microsoft, BBC Worldwide, Intel, and Accenture already rely heavily on contractors. Microsoft employs nearly 2/3 as many contractors as full-time employees. Traditional career ladders are giving way to project-based work structures as workers prioritize experiences, flexibility, and skill development over conventional advancement. Future companies will organize around projects rather than permanent positions, hiring specialized talent for specific deliverables and focusing on results rather than process. While deliverable-oriented tasks like software development, design, accounting, and customer support easily transition to gig roles, strategic and people management responsibilities will likely remain in-house. Accenture predicts that within a decade, some Global 2000 companies will have no full-time employees outside the C-suite, instead investing in a liquid workforce of independent contractors supporting high-level managers, a strategy they believe offers competitive advantage in the digital age. The traditional CV, with its linear career history, is becoming obsolete as businesses increasingly value achievements and tangible results over employment history. modern work demands a portfolio approach, not just for creative professionals, but for anyone looking to thrive in the new economy. The focus is shifting from who you've worked for to what you've done and how effectively you've applied your skills. As the freelance economy expands, successful independent contractors recognize that meaningful connections, not isolation, drive sustainable careers. Referrals remain crucial for attracting clients, with personal trust often outweighing even impressive online portfolios. Strategic networking, connecting with other freelancers, attending industry events, and making thoughtful recommendations creates opportunity pipelines that formal job boards can't match. The borderless labor market is already here, enabling businesses to hire talent globally regardless of location. This shift demands workers reinvent their skills and position themselves as industry experts. Research shows over 34% of companies now engage contract workers for 12-plus months, with 25% expecting to use contingent workers for over 30% of tasks by 2020. The digital revolution isn't creating a cold future where robots replace humans. It's empowering workers to control their careers, find meaningful work, and increase income opportunities. A PwC survey of 10,000 people found 66% view the future of work optimistically, with 53% believing technological breakthroughs will transform work within a decade. Success will belong to those who embrace change and to employers who invest in resources empowering both full-time and contingent workers. The gig economy represents not just a new way of working, but a fundamental shift in how we define careers, success, and fulfillment. For those willing to adapt, develop their skills, and embrace uncertainty, the opportunities are limitless. The future belongs not to the traditionally employed or the self-employed, but to those who can navigate between these worlds with confidence, creativity, and resilience.